Hello, welcome to Business Beyond Usual. I'm Ava Damri, and today we're hitting the open road.
Turn.
I know. Am I good?
Nice.
I'm good.
And we're off.
Woo!
Yay! All right.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Sure. So I'm Ariana. I'm a second year at Ross, and I am the first A in Team Raza from last year's Open Road.
Hi, and I'm Chris. I'm a dual degree student here at Michigan. I'm actually my first year at the School for Environment and Sustainability, but I'm also taking classes at Ross, and will be starting there full-time next fall.
Great. And I'm Ava Damri. I'm also a second-year MBA, and I was on Team Okra last year, like the vegetable okra.
All right, well, before we get too much into the details, maybe Ava, can you just tell me, being a first-year, a new fellow, like, what is Open Road, and like, what is the history of Open Road? So like, you know, just arrived on campus, I've seen you guys give info presentations about it, but like, when did it start and how?
So Open Road is a road trip across the United States where we work with small business entrepreneurs, for-profit or non-profit, helping them solve business challenges. You guys will be the fifth group on the road.
Cool.
And it started with one team, and then it went to two teams, and then last year was the first year, it was three teams, and we're going to continue doing three teams on the road. And the idea is we all start with an organization or an entrepreneur in the Detroit, Flint area, and we spend a week with them, and then we go on the road to a different location. The idea is we complete 4 to 5 weeks, with each week consisting of 4.5 days with the entrepreneur, and then the weekend basically to travel to our next location. The idea is that we're partners with the entrepreneur, we're not consultants. We want to help them, and we also are, it's also partially a learning experience for us to sort of take the skills that we got in our first year core classes and apply them to an entrepreneur. So what are we doing today on the road?
So we are on our way to Merit Goodness, which is a cause-related brand based in Detroit, and they are the first business that my team, Team Raza, worked with last year. It's been almost a year since we've been there, so we're just going to check in on them and see how things are going.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about their founder and what sort of their beginnings are?
Sure. So it was founded by David Merritt. He's actually a UM alum, went here for
Blue
undergrad.
Woo!
And what I love about David from the get-go is you understand his purpose in bringing this company to life. He wants to support youth in Detroit. And he has no set how in the way that he does that. So, for example, the way Merit Goodness sort of started out was, you know, they're a retail brand. Like, how you start to question, like, how is that connected to supporting youth in Detroit? But that was his platform to live out his purpose. So they started off just selling clothing, and they were going to donate 20% of their proceeds to support college readiness for young people in Detroit. And when we got to Merit Goodness last year, we learned that they were rethinking the how. You know, college is not always the best route for young people, and we're seeing more and more people entering like workforce development programs, which is my background, so I was super interested in that. And so they were starting to explore workforce development as a way to live out their purpose through their retail brand. So think about hiring young adults, giving them skills and jobs in the retail industry so that they can support themselves moving forward. So that's David. He's the founder. And what's also interesting about Merit Goodness is that they have a nonprofit sort of sister organization called Give Merit. And Give Merit is focused specifically on working with youth in Detroit, and they have a program that they run with young adults that grew up in Detroit and support them with education, college readiness, workforce development, and such. And so Kuhu, who is David's business partner, runs sort of the nonprofit arm, and she's the executive director of that program, and David runs the for-profit Americanness.
Wonderful. What were you guys there to help them do during your time with them?
So when we got there, we learned pretty quickly that the nonprofit side of things, they're doing really, really well. They're well-resourced, well-funded, I think well-regarded in the community. And then they're having some challenges with the for-profit arm in terms of, like, profitability. So we ended up trying to think about different ways that they could sell their product. So we did a little bit of a marketing plan project and tried to drive more sales to online and e-commerce because they were predominantly in stores or in malls based in Detroit, and simultaneously ran a profitability analysis to try to get a sense of, okay, which of the products are doing the best, because they had a very wide variety of products offered on their website and in their stores, and, you know, where can they make the best bang for their buck given the products that they had offered, so they can continue to donate that 20% or dedicate some of their resources to supporting workforce development for youth in Detroit.
Great. Based on what I heard, I think you wrote some marketing in there and some strategy. Is there some of the classes that we took in our first year, were they very helpful to figure some of these things out?
Yeah. You know what's funny about that? Chris, take note. is that we were like, oh, let's do an STP analysis. Like, I knew all the jargon of what we could and should do. And then I was like, okay, great, let's do it. And then I didn't really know how to do it. And so what I love about Open Road is it forced me to put into practice some of the concepts that we learned about. Because in the core, I think you get a wide breadth of exposure to different business concepts. But it's not really until the electives, at least in my experience, that you get to actually learn how do you bring those concepts to life. Like, what does it actually mean to do a segmentation target positioning for a small business or for a company or for an organization? And so I remember I got real creative and started calling up professors, calling up friends that worked in e-commerce and digital marketing, and I was just like, you need to walk me through how to do this, and I have less than a week to make it happen. So you got really resourceful on the road, because I think the core prepares you to sort of help you diagnose, like, maybe where the problem is and, like, tools or concepts you can apply to help address the issue, but it's also going to put your skills to the test.
By the end of the week, what was the entrepreneur's response, or did it vary? Were they like, yes, this is spot on, thank you so much? Did they actually take and implement your recommendations, or what was kind of the final takeaway for them?
Yeah, you know, it did for us vary week to week. And I'll say honestly that I think the first week was the most challenging for us as a team because we just didn't know that groove yet. And I mean, it'd be interesting to touch base with David today because he didn't seem super pleased at the end of the week when we shared what we had come up with. And I think honestly it was a byproduct of the fact that we weren't being terribly iterative the first week. We would have time set with David and Kuhu, and we'd ask all these questions, and then we'd run away and go huddle in a conference room and, like, do all this work and go down perhaps a rabbit hole that maybe wasn't super helpful. And so having learned from that first experience, it made the other weeks so much better. And we took time over the weekend to do feedback as a team, like, what could each of us be doing better to really engage in this experience? And then as a team as a whole, what could be doing better to really make sure that we're using our time efficiently and effectively with the small businesses that we are working with.
So Chris, what made you want to join Open Road, and what are you looking forward to the most?
Oh man, lots of things. Just the adventure of it. I love the social impact component. I love the hands-on, action-based learning part of Open Road. And then I think most of all, the thing that attracted me to Open Road was just the enthusiasm of the alumni from the program, you know, previous fellows, whether that was just in the info sessions that they would put on during the fall, or in follow-up emails, you could just tell that this was a transformational experience for them. And I guess that's the reason I came to Ross. That's the reason I came to Michigan, was to have transformational, paradigm-shifting experiences.
Love that.
That is. can you tell us a little bit about your teammates?
Oh, definitely, yeah. So Cachet Sanders is the president-elect for the MBA Student Council, which is really cool. And she's really the one that found each of us. Each team consists of four MBAs. And Kishay and I actually were in an HR fact group together, which is like a HR recruiting prep course in the fall. And she knew I had a lot of experience in startups as well as a passion for social impact. And so, you know, when we were kind of talking about our interests for this first year and for our upcoming summer plans, she reached out and said, "Hey, we should start an open road team." I was like, "Absolutely, sign me up." Kishay and Allison Bernstein, they knew each other through the consortium, which is an awesome program at Ross, and we're also really good friends before exploring this project, this team. And then our last team member, Mark Green, Kishay was shopping around for a final teammate. Had actually asked, I think she asked you,
me?
Ariana, right? She had asked you. And she's like, "Hey, do you know anybody?" And you said, "Oh, there's this guy, Mark Green. He's involved with a lot of social sustainability stuff, was a Peace Corps volunteer. He's really cool. I think he'd be great for this team." And then I remember Kishay reaching out to me and saying, "Hey, Chris, have you heard of this guy, Mark Green?" And I was like, "Kishay, let me tell you, this is a good find. You got to scoop him up." Mark and I are with the Herb Institute together. We're on the student advisory board recruiting team together for Herb, and he's actually my Herb mentor as well. So, like, when Kishay mentioned, like, you know, "Hey, I'm thinking about adding Mark to the team," I was like, "Please, absolutely." So, I think every team kind of has their story as far as how they find each other, and I think that's kind of part of the fun, part of the adventure, is just like how spontaneity and fortune kind of brings people together to have this really cool life-changing experience.
That sounds like an amazing team find. I think finding the team in Open Road is definitely half the battle of being successful on the road.
Absolutely. It seems like it definitely requires a unique person and perspective and personality, right? I mean, I think one of the things that I loved about some of the emails we got from, or the Open Road application, the title was MBAs Wanted for Hazardous Journey. And I think that right there was just like, yes, sign me up. And it seems like that attracts a certain type of person, a certain type of MBA student.
Looks like we're almost there, about to exit. What are you most excited to talk to David and Kuhu about?
Honestly, I just kind of want to see how they're doing. We had such a fun time working with them. I think we really bonded with their team. And we've been talking, like, we need to hang out after Open Road. And I actually haven't been able to see them yet. So I just want to know how things are going, how the program has evolved, and what's been up in their lives.
Oh, I know. Okay, we're close.
Yay.
Okay, so I'm actually going to go through there.
Trust me.
We frequented this McDonald's for breakfast
that week. Wow, that is quite an entrance to a church.
Oh, yeah. A tall 4, 7, 8 pillar building with Jesus is Lord written in really big writing in a compound with its own parking garage or parking lot and a security man.
Hi.
Hello.
We're here to visit David Merritt.
Right down on that
hill. Okay, thank you so much.
It's by far the biggest building around. Every place around it are smaller houses.
So we are now walking into what is church/Merritt Goodness headquarters. Kind of reminds me of like a high school entrance. funny enough, even though this is supposed to be a church.
Welcome back,
Ariana.
I know, this is so exciting.
We're gonna go up here. Oh, wow.
Wow. It's so different. This office space is like totally normal.
This place is quite stunning, just as Ariana described it.
Yeah.
Hi,
I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris. Kuhu.
Nice
I'm
to
Ava.
Meet you.
Hi,
nice
Ava,
to meet
Kuhu.
You.
Nice to meet you.
So, what's been going on in the past year?
I know I follow you all on Facebook and Instagram and everything. Saw Kuhu's face in San Francisco on a billboard.
You saw it in person?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I know her.
Wait, billboard? That's pretty epic.
Yeah,
was weird. Yes, Shinola asked us to be a part of this campaign that they were doing, Roll Up Our Sleeves. And so it was like a whole campaign around people in California, so on the West Coast, and then here in the Midwest. And was there any in New York? No, just Midwest. And, I don't know. Anyways, so they highlighted about 8 people across the country that were doing like work, having impact in their communities. And so they did like a video series, and then also there were billboards.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
So I need you to sign my open road book.
I feel like we spent more time together than just those like few days.
Yeah.
It felt like we were together for a really long time.
It did feel like
we were, but
the 4.5 days seemed like a
I mean, it was, yes, it was like, and like, you know, you were here all day, but yeah. But it just felt, didn't it feel longer? I don't know, it felt longer to me. In a good way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that hard to, like, step away from, like, your normal activities or responsibilities to your work here to, like, collaborate and work with an Open Road team, or did they kind of fit in seamlessly to what you were already working on, or what did that look like for those guys to kind of jump in, at, you know, with all the work that you guys were doing here for a week?
Be honest, I'll close my ears.
I think this scheduling, you know, worked out. We just worked together to find the right times, you know, from what they already had scheduled with what we were doing that week. So I think it worked out. It wasn't like we spent the whole day, you know, but we found specific times that we could all sit down at a table. Mm-hmm. And so we were just working here, and if they had any questions, we were there to answer. So I don't think it really impacted our ability to do the work that we were already working on. So it was pretty seamless, in my opinion.
David, I remember leaving here very inspired. So each week we have to write a blog, and I was lucky enough to write the blog for the first week. I left really inspired because I didn't know what to expect on the road, and I had never worked with small businesses before. But there was one moment, I remember, in one of our early conversations where we were asking you about Merit Goodness, and you said Merit would not exist without Give Merit. Like, they are intrinsically tied together. And you even pushed it further to say, I wouldn't be doing this without the purpose behind it. I was wondering if you could tell the group a little bit about that purpose and, like, what drives you. Because I know for me, that was, like, a really important moment and just grounding me and, like, why you do this work, how you do this work.
Yeah. I think partly I mentioned just growing up around in and around Detroit. My parents started this ministry 40 years ago. And we've been in this neighborhood for the last 30 years. But like growing up, I could quickly see that there was a difference between what I was receiving at home and then what some of my peers were receiving at home. And, you know, things that I never even had to consider or think about, like spend 1 second thinking about, was their sort of daily reality. And so just growing up, I don't know if it was like everyday thing, but at times I would question like why that was. And, you know, just kind of always had this heart to want to do something about that and increase the amount of opportunity for all young people across the board to be successful. So as we've started these businesses, it hasn't just been, yeah, we got a cool idea, but like, how can we even use this cool idea to impact young people? It's grown. We've iterated. We've expanded. We've pivoted. We've changed. But what has been pretty consistent is that just passion and that mission, that whatever we pivot to, it's still centered around impacting young people.
Yeah, so what was your guys' interest in inviting an Open Road team to collaborate on your business?
Yeah, so there was a number of projects that we looked at. Really, the hard part was sort of settling on what we felt we could accomplish within a week. And at the time, we had a pop-up store at one of the local malls, as well as attempting to do better online. And we were considering opening up another pop-up shop at another local mall. So the sort of overarching goal was, how can Merit drive traffic in sales to not only the pop-up stores, but online as well. So we looked at social media channels, we looked at just our messaging in general, and how we can reach our intended target customer. We took a look at some of our financials as it related to the stores, and looked at our break-even points and sort of what we need to be doing from a sales standpoint to stay afloat as a business. So we took it from a few different vantage points, but ultimately how do we drive customer engagement and sales was pretty much the essence of the project.
And what was the main deliverable that the team provided that helped Merit Goodness?
A lot as it related to messaging and really looking at our intended customer and what may influence them to get involved in Merit or to buy product. The financial model was pretty helpful, looking at all of our costs and what we're spending money on, and then how that related to our sales figures. And then we looked briefly at a social media strategy, with one of the recommendations being sort of separating the nonprofit work and program work from the clothing aspect. So if it was possible, utilizing two different channels as opposed to them just being one.
So I talked about the power of feedback in the car for us. Not only as a team we gave each other feedback, but just hearing from the entrepreneurs week to week. And y'all were our first group. And I think we weren't, I don't want to say that we hit it out of the park. And so I'm curious to know what are things we could have done better, or for that first week, like what can teams do better to like really hit the ground running and making sure that they're delivering something that you can implement or can be sustained beyond that week?
Yeah, I don't know if it had anything to do with the actual work that you guys did. I thought the deliverable and the solutions and suggestions were not like hard to do. It's just when you're very small, everything's hard to do. Not physically, as a team.
Nobody thought.
Okay,
you
were cool. Yeah, small people can. I'm small. I'm just saying, small people can do great things, even in physical stature.
Still going. For no reason.
Yeah, everything's hard to do. So, I didn't think it had anything to do with the solutions that were offered. I felt like we received something that was beneficial for us.
Yeah. I think it's more about like the immediate ability to then act on those things, right? That like now that that's taken place, it's not that we can't come back to it, but like how immediate are we able to, as a small organization, act on the feasibility of the results?
And do you have any recommendations for for example, I'm a new fellow. Our experience, Open Road experience, is coming up this spring. Do you have any recommendations for our team or for this year's teams as far as how to best collaborate with entrepreneurs, how to best partner with the businesses that we'll be working with?
We had a great team. We felt more like friends after the
probably
week.
Pretty immediately.
Yeah,
we felt like friends. It didn't take too long. Yeah, Brianna brought snacks.
Of course.
So I would suggest bringing snacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Writing that down.
I also think though that they like you could tell that they got along and respected one another, and I think that's good, right? You don't want a team that's coming into your space that's already like butting heads. And I don't know what they were like. We were the first week, so I guess that's a question for them on what that looked like after they were in the van for a little longer together. But I think that helped a lot, that they that they had respect for one another, and so when they were coming in here, they were a team and not sort of like separate mindsets in terms of how things should be.
Absolutely. And do you guys have any recommendations for like entrepreneurs that our team will be partnering with this spring as well? Things that they can do to maybe prepare for an Open Road team?
I think it kind of depends on sort of the size of the company and who you're working with. I know for us, just being so small, you know, it's one thing to have the strategy, but do you also have the resources to implement the strategy, especially from like a human resource standpoint? So if you can dedicate specific people to the project, I think not only from like, okay, we're going to be working with you for a week, but is that person going to be working on what comes out of the project afterwards? So I think having dedicated people to oversee it and to not only work on strategy, but also work on the implementation, or if there's, those are different people, but having them at the table, I think would be helpful to make sure that it's not just, you know, we spend this time during the week and we come up with these great ideas, but they don't ever really see the light of day.
Dave, Kuhu, it was so awesome to see you both again. And thank you so much for taking the time to circle back with all of us and talk a little bit about your experience. I'm wondering if you can tell the audience a little bit about how they can learn more about you and give merit and merit goodness.
Sweet. Yeah, so our website for buying product and looking at all the fashion that we have is Merit Goodness, and just those two words, so M-E-R-I-T and the word goodness.com. And we're also doing something pretty sweet on our social media channels, which you can find our handles again, Merit Goodness on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We do a customized product every week that is only available for 7 days. And we really get creative with the print colors on whatever design it is. So they're like multi-prints with 2 to 3 colors in them. And so you can follow our social media channels for that. And then you can reach and learn about our nonprofit work at our website, givemerit.org.
Cool. Well, you guys, it was such a pleasure to meet you. And thanks for
welcoming us. You guys,
too. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye.
See you
guys.
See you guys.
And we'll keep track about when the episode will be.
Yes.
You guys, weren't they the
They are.
Awesome?
They're so great.
That's why I was like, we had such an awesome, like, kickoff to our experience.
Oh, for sure.
And that's the thing, like, I feel like that's also a distinguishing factor of the program. Like, you really bond with entrepreneurs. And,
right.
like, I actually have never done consulting, so I should stop talking about it. But, like, I don't know. It's that different feel. Like, we're not showing up in suits. We're not
right.
trying to show a big game. Like, you go have dinner. You learn about what matters to them. You bond. You bring them snack.
Yes.
Like, you learn their little mannerisms. Like, it was just such an awesome experience. I love
They're,
them.
Think of them as humans. You're all humans.
Exactly.
Trying
yeah.
to achieve a human
mm-hmm.
goal.
Yeah, exactly.
We're headed back to Ann Arbor, but I wanted to say that if you like the show, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you can, leave us a review. We'd love to hear what you think of the show. If you want to get in touch, shoot us an email at bbupodcast@umich.edu. Again, that's bbupodcast@umich.edu. Thanks again to David and Kuhu for meeting with us, and thanks to Chris and Ariana for joining us in the car. Business Beyond Usual is brought to you by the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan. It is produced by Ramu Anamale and Christopher Anki. And for this episode, Chris Owen, Ariana Almas, and myself, Ava Damri. Until next time, I'm Ava, and this is Business Beyond Usual.
Yeah. Good job, guys. Yay.